Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's the only game in town on the 4th of July in Alita. We're talking about Dr. Ford's Memorial Frog Race and one of the long-time entrants in this. How long? I don't know how long. But Wayne Bennett, born and raised in Alita, class of 1988, now a teacher up in Johnsburg, Illinois, near the Wisconsin border. He doesn't miss this thing. Wayne Bennett, this is like a special WRMJ Sportsline edition in the summer. How big of a deal is this frog race to Wayne Bennett and his kids?
This is such a big deal, Jim, that it's in my parenting agreement with my divorce papers. That's one. Two, my girlfriend actually sent me a picture of a frog from a house that she was cleaning yesterday, and it got down in one of the sills. And so she snagged that frog, and she's keeping it. So we're going to have a Lake County Kermit coming into Mercer County all cranked up, ready to hop out of that circle on Thursday.
All right, we may need to put an IHSA 1.65 multiplier on that thing. Hometown stuff is cool. I know when you move away and you do other things, you always want to come back home for stuff. So how neat is this thing for you to participate in?
Well, the kids and I just love it. My oldest, as a matter of fact, she's living out there in the area now. She's moving to Davenport. But ever since we moved here in 2005, we've been back every year. We did it, I think we started doing it about 2003 with Alexa and Tracy, my two oldest. And then in 05, we were there the year we moved here. Well, we hadn't moved here yet, but I was coming back and forth teaching summer school up here. But we took the kids that year as well. Matt was just, I don't know, he was a couple months old then.
So the neatest thing about it, really, I mean, it's unique. There's no question about that. And it's something that the community really supports. And then, you know, I guess you're not the only example where I hear other, you know, extended families where maybe they have a child or a grandson or a granddaughter or niece or nephew that may not be in the area, but they bring them back to participate in this event on the 4th, right? I mean, it's a way to bring people back home.
Oh yeah, it's a great advertiser for the community. I think, if I remember right, a couple of years back, you know, some people, it worked out. They were in the area maybe for a wedding, and I think they were from Virginia. But it is such a big deal to me that every year on my summer behind the wheel schedule, I put, like, the Rhubarb Festival. That's in my parenting agreement as well. I put right on there Rhubarb Fest, no drives. I put the 3rd through the 5th of July, frog races, no drives. And I've got kids and parents asking me, and I tell them point blank, it is like Mayberry on the 4th of July out there. It is crazy. And I say, we don't jump frogs on Sundays either. You can't do that. There's church. They don't do that on Sundays. The exchange club, when they drew this up, my dad was on the exchange, and he still is. My dad's still on the exchange club. But they don't jump on Sunday. You either jump on Saturday, and if it rains, you jump on Monday. So it's a big deal. And the people around here that have talked to me, they can't believe it. And I tell them, drive out there. You know, we'll put you up.
Well,
out there, race them. And I tell them, you can even rent a frog from the Anderson family.
Well, that sounds like such a scene in Talladega Nights when you're talking about no drives. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. No drives on Rhubarb Fest or the Dr. Ford Frog Race.
Yeah.
Now, not only are your kids participants in this thing, but I saw on your Facebook page you are a participant in this thing too, right? You participate every year?
Oh, yeah, just about every year. Yep, just about every year. And then I usually give Doyce a hard time. I used to demolition derby back when I was much cooler than I am now. And I start hollering at Doyce that the frogs are getting hot. The frogs are getting hot because Butch Lafferty, you know, he'd be hollering up there in the announcer's stand if somebody was back in the pits taking a while. And he'd be going, the cars are getting hot. Get that car out of here. So any chance I get to give Deuce a hard time, I really enjoy it. And then we also bring, we used to bring a gal that was classmates with Alexa. Her name was Mariel, and they graduated together. She'd come with us to Rhubarb Fest, and now Tracy brings a buddy of hers. Her name's Seda, and she'll be coming this year. Matt hasn't found anybody yet that wants to drive 200 miles to go race a frog, but you know, maybe one of these days.
Yeah, and I guess it's always great in my job here is when I run into, you know, local graduates, whether it be Aledo or Westmore or Rock Ridge or Sherrard or Orion, you know, how fondly they think of their days growing up in whatever town and how fondly they stay connected and follow what's going on. And I know you're a testament to that. You stay current on what's going on back home. That's important to you, and you're not the only example of that.
Yeah, Aledo will always be home to me. You're getting me all choked up. but it was a great place to grow up. And my roots are there. Both set of grandparents moved to that town because they couldn't get a crop to grow in the 30s. My dad's parents in Nebraska and my mom's parents down in Missouri, and they both moved to Western Illinois. And because my parents met, and here I am, it will always have a special place in my heart. I mean, we wear out 39 and 51 and 88 in the summer. We're there for rhubarb. We're there for the 4th of July. And the kids, I'm like, why can't we go to the McHenry County Fair? It's right down the road. And my kids are like, we want to go back to Grandma's. So I've also blocked out drives the following week for the Mercer County Fair. They've been doing that. Yeah. So I always trade with my ex-wife on the fair. And we're real good about that, back and forth with the kids. So, but yeah, the kids, they want to do the fair every year as well.
All right. So as we back up, no drives on Rhubarb Fest. No drives on Frog Race, no drives on Mercer County Fair. And then the other thing I was thinking about, we could do a whole nother segment about putting together a Perryton softball timing old-timers game with legend Mike Bennett leading the charge. What about that?
Oh, my Lord. Well, between his big toe and my hamstring, it only lasts about an inning and a half.
All right.
No. Yeah, Mike still he still plays, he still pitches when he can. So it's fun watching him do his thing too.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it's great to connect with Wayne Bennett, and you'll see him and his kids down at Central Park on the 4th of July. It's a big deal, man, for this Dr. Ford Frog Race. Good to visit with you, Wayne, and happy Independence Day to you. And hopefully the Bennetts can sweep the Dr. Ford Frog Race this year.
We're bringing a Lake County Kermit, and it's all business, Jim. It's all business.
All right.
And thanks for reaching out. And like everybody else says, thanks for everything you do. And for the people back home, I want them to know we don't have something like WRMJ in this area up here, and it's really needed, small market radio like what you guys do. And I really appreciate what you guys do. More than you'll know. So the people of Mercer County, you've got something special out there in WRMJ and Jim Taylor, and don't take it for granted.
All right. Thanks for the kind words, Wayne Bennett. We'll see him in town on the 4th of July. Man, participate, come one and come all for Dr. Charles Ford's Memorial Frog Race.